Hour two we go. We've wrapped up the Workwear Tradies Hour. Thanks to King G pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. We are here thanks to Hyundai. Shop online with Hyundai's Click to Buy today. Plenty of If They Were CEO for a Day coming through here, Finchy. This one here from the Oatley Magpie said, lose the kicking team, bring back the sand. Every team should have cheerleaders and most importantly, bring back the biff. Says the Oatley Magpie. 1300 01 1170 is the Ryco Fielders hotline. In the meantime, let's go to this bloke here. Time for a market update with Hammy Goodman. Thanks to Sportsbet. Whoever you bet with, take a sec before you bet and set a deposit limit from Sportsbet. Gamble responsibly. But Hammy, you're an ideas man. What rule or what would you make as a change if you were Andrew Abdo for a day?
If I was Andrew Abdo for a day, boys, I would be saying no more documentaries from the West Tigers until they make the final. Yeah. Now, if you take a look at the last 10 years, documentaries produced, 2, finals appearances, 0. Something's out of balance there, and someone's got to do something, so I'd be banning that.
You're exactly right, Hemi. In what world are they sitting there thinking, you know what people would love to see?
Yeah.
Our great club and how we the inner sanctum and how we work. Like, maybe the Richmond Tigers, yes. Yeah. The Storm, the Roosters. Tigers, no. I don't want to know anything about your club work. It stinks.
Poor Tigers. Manly take on the Roosters, Hammy. Where have you landed tonight?
Well, look, I think Manly, you got to go with Manly here probably. They've won their last 7 when they're starting as favourites. They're going to do that this evening, $1.27 favourites. We have, however, had a higher volume of bets on the Roosters at $3.95. The outsiders, I think Manly probably going to be too good there. In the anytime try scorer markets, Jason Saab and Tom Trbojevic around the $1.45 mark are joint favourites, understandably so. But did you know Manly have conceded a try from a left-edge back rower in each of their last 3 games? Matt Dorey, Kenny Bromwich, Ben Condon, they've all got over the stripe. Angus Crichton at $4.33. Very well worth a look at that price, in my opinion.
Absolutely, Hammy. Interesting you found that. Also, too, by the way, last week, they smashed that side, didn't they? Daly, yeah. Cherry Evans and also Harper. Olin went through twice. Pap scored both his tries down that side. And as Hammy said, the back rowers are having a field day, the left back rowers.
It wasn't just, you know, poor misses. It was bad defensive reads as a collective on that right edge. Like you said, they went through like the between Daly and the back rower and then also Daly and Harper in the centre. So I'm with you, Hammy. I think that left side, even Kieran, might be some value there for any time try scorer for the Roosters.
Panthers take on the Eels, Hammy.
Yes, Panthers have won 3 in a row against the Eels. They're $1.22 favourites this evening. But how's this? They haven't won 4 in a row against the Eels since 1971. Interestingly, again, we've had more betting activity on Parramatta this week. We've taken almost 1.5 times as many bets on the Eels, who are $4.25 outsiders. Now, leading left again here, Sugar, I think you're going to agree here as well. You've got to be looking at the left wing against Parramatta. Fergie seems to get caught out a little bit in defence, and there's been a couple of left wingers who have been having absolute fill-ups against the Eels. Mansour got a double. Brian Toto, Ruben Garrick and Ari Tuala, they've all picked up hat-tricks playing on that left edge as well. So anything Brian Toto related, I'm pretty happy with this evening. Anytime tries score $1.50. 2 or more tries, $3.40. First try, $6.50. Or another hat-trick like he got in round 25. That will get you $10. It also could have a bearing on the top finals try scorer market. Now, I think in this market, you want to look at a player who will play all 4 weeks of the finals. Jason Saab is probably could fit into that category. He got a double last week. He's the $4.50 favourite. Toto didn't score last week, but if he jags a few tonight, he could move up the leaderboard there a little bit. You're getting $11 for him now, so maybe you're getting a good price for Brian Toto to be the leading finals try scorer.
Hey, Hammy, another one for you if you like your same game, Maltese Panthers versus Parramatta. If you completely dismiss the round 25 game, because clearly Parramatta left a lot of players out. What about this, right? So total match points, I think you find is about 42. 13 points to 12, that's 25, 22, 22, 26, 26, 32, 18. They have barely got over 30 points. These are tight, tight, gritty affairs. Try scorer Bingo's back on as well, Hammy.
It is, Shug. You've adapted well here. You've picked 4 players from each game across this weekend. You need at least 5 of these blokes to score this weekend for Bingo to hit. The players you've chosen, Shug, are Turbo, Ruben Garrick, James Tedesco, Satili Tupanua, Nathan Cleary, Brian To'o, Blake Ferguson and Mitch Moses. Now, the price for Bingo this week, pretty tidy, $6. Head to the top markets of tonight's game if you want to play Bingo.
I see the Brownlow markets, plenty of markets there for the Brownlow. Have you got a bit of a steer as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, I'll give you the top couple of selections here. Sure. Porto Dolly Wines is a $3.25 favourite ahead of Melbourne's Clayton Oliver, $3.75. But Bulldog Marcus Bontempelli, he's best backed at $4. But there's been a bit of interest this week in St Kilda's Jack Steele. I'm on Jack Steele as well, $9 into $6.50. I really like the Man of Steel here. Two-time All-Australian, a good Canberra boy like myself. And there's not many blokes in his team that will be pinching votes off him through the season. So Jack Steele, I reckon there's some good value in him still at the $6.50 mark. So that's where I'd be having a look. It is Footy's Night of Nights on Twitter as well. One of Finchie's old sparring partners, Dane Swan, takes the reins each year at Sportsbet for Brownlow Night. There's generally carnage on there, so make sure you follow us on Twitter if you're not already. Expecting this year to be no different. But have a great weekend, boys, and most importantly, gamble responsibly.
Before you go, Hammy, you mentioned Canberra. You being a good Canberra man. I've got a little tip for you here on our listeners. Race 10 at Randwick tomorrow. Race 10, so you've got to be a little bit patient for that one. Equation. Equation's won four in a row. James McDonald and Annabelle Neesham have won the Canberra Guineas. So it comes up to take on the City Horses. So there's one to put in the black book, Hammy. And also I know that the traders are very, very keen on I'm Thunderstruck at about $8 as well. So there you go. But Hammy, who are you cheering for tonight and tomorrow night away from who you think will win?
Yeah, who am I cheering for? Look, I've enjoyed watching Turbo play. I want to keep watching him play. So let's go with Manly this evening. And look, I'm with you, Sugar. I think Penrith, they deserve to go deeper into this, into the final series. Disappointing to see them lose last week. And I've never been a fan of Parramatta since Mitchell Moses left the Tigers and joined them. So we'll go with the Panthers in that one tomorrow.
Since I played for them.
Righto, there you go. And just a reminder to Andrew Abdo, the big change Hammy will make will be to cease any kind of documentaries by the Tigers. Good on you, Ham. Have a great weekend, mate.
Or at least until we're out of lockdown. Just
in case I need your haircut. Yeah. There you go, Hammy. Whoever you bet with, take a sec before you bet and set a deposit limit from Sportsbet and gamble responsibly. Coming up next, let us know who you think should be feeling good this Friday. 1300 01 1170. That is the Ryko Fielders call line. Or you can text 0457 736 736. We'll catch up on these text messages right after this.